It's faith in action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
And Bob Jenquist joins us again this morning. Bob, great to have you back again. 2 weeks in a row. We are living right.
You're living right. I'm living right. Holy cow, it's just terrific being on the air with your good folks out there.
We love it, Bob, having you here, making that transition over from the folks over at the Catholic Sentinel, and you have not missed a beat, so it's great to have you with us representing Camp Howard. And Saturday's the big day, first open house.
It is, it is. So Saturday, the 27th, okay, that is going to be from 2 to 5 p.m., everybody's welcome. You want to come check out what Camp Howard is all about, what some of the changes have been, get a little familiar with the area up there to see how beautiful the views are. Everybody's welcome. Please come.
And you're going to have it again on June 23rd. So what's involved with both of those days?
Well, we get everything prepared up there for folks to be able to come up and walk around the camp themselves. We have people there as guides too. We'll be able to point out some of the different buildings, some of the different activities, and where they are. We'll get to share a little bit about some of the new construction that's going on up there. It's just a terrific youth center is being built up there right now. You'll get a chance to see that. There's just a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. I mean, the construction that's happened over the last couple years is amazing.
Yes, it certainly is. Most recently is probably going to be the youth center. That was a couple years ago. I can't recall exactly when. I want to be able to say maybe about 2020.
I think
but
that's
going
right.
But going up right now is the St. Michael the Archangel Youth Center. Okay, it is a two-story building, just magnificent to be able to watch that thing get constructed. Every week I go up there, every Thursday, you see progress, and it's just, you can tell it's going to fit right into the camp, the other buildings, the layout. It's going to be terrific. I can't wait to be able to see the inside.
What's the timeline for having that open?
We're looking to be able to have that done before camp starts. And, of course, camp starts the beginning of July. And so we're hoping to be able to have everything set up and the Archbishop up there to take a look at it and give his blessing by that time.
Oh, you're doing it right there. Bob Jenquist is our guest from CYO Camp Howard, and we're getting ready for the big open house on Saturday, but a lot more happening. Family Camp will be coming up right after that June 23rd open house. That's June 27th through the 30th. What's that all about?
It is. It's June 27th through the 30th, and what that does is it gives a chance for families to be able to come up, enjoy, and explore Camp Howard together. Everybody, every family gets their own cabin, and you get a chance to wander around and take part in just about all the activities up there. You'll be able to get to sit and have delicious meals, the same experience that campers have in the St. Mary's Lodge up there. It's just a beautiful view, great folks, great hospitality. We welcome you as Christ.
I've had a number of friends of mine that take their families out there, and it's become a tradition for them, and they just love it. It's like the way they kick off their summer.
It really is. We get families coming back year to year, and there's always an opportunity to be able to have fun up there, get a little bit closer with your relationships within your family. It establishes a lot of connections there that last throughout the summer.
Well, you follow that up then, it ends June 30th, and you start that same day with mini camp. So
yeah.
How do you turn it around so fast?
No rest for the wicked. So what we do is I'm blessed to be able to be with an organization that is, for lack of any kind of better term, very, very organized. So we've got it down by now. After 66 years at Camp Howard, this is kind of a machine, getting it turned around like that. So yeah, mini camp is loved by kids, usually by kids, smaller kids who are new to the camp experience, not totally used to being away from mom and dad or the family for a long period of time. It is 4 days and three nights. Okay. And that again is from June 30th to July 3. And you get to experience all the different things that Camp Howard has to offer, just on a little bit more compact schedule.
And then we get into it in earnest, starting up, as you mentioned, July 7th and all the way through August. It's camp time.
It's camp time. Crank it up. So July 7th through August 16th. You can mark that on your calendars. There are six sessions. And, of course, the deal is boys and girls are ages from 6 to 14 are welcome to register for camp. And I do also want to make sure that folks, especially the younger people, 15 to 16 years old, understand and note that there's counselor in training, CIT is what we call it, programs that are designed to encourage and promote both the leadership and communication skills that really last that last throughout the rest of the school year and beyond. Kids get a chance to provide the smaller kids, the campers, with the tools that they need to be able to flourish throughout the rest of the week and throughout the rest of the summer. It's a great opportunity to be able to grow your leadership skills as a young person.
Bob Jenkins is our guest. He's the summer camp director at CYO Camp Howard. And Bob, you also have a way for parents to get involved as volunteers, and they can get a little credit if they have children there at the camp.
Absolutely, absolutely. We call it parent volunteers, but that's a little bit of a misnomer. We invite, whether you're parents, you might be aunts, uncles, grandparents, family, close family, friends, we invite you to come up there over the course of the summer. Spend a week with your favorite camper while they're up there, right?
Oh.
We have positions where you can help out in the kitchen. You can help do some of the property maintenance kind of work, but you're there, and while your camper is there. What is a huge thing right there is you're able to, by spending the week there with your camper, or maybe a different time, you're able to develop and get a $500 credit for your work.
Awesome. Okay?
So $500 off of a regular camper week at Camp Howard is a great deal.
Well, it's a great deal to have you on the Morning Blend with us again for 2 weeks in a row, Bob, so we love it. And again, the big day, Saturday, open house at CYO Camp Howard. Come on out and get your spring going at Camp Howard. And then you can get all the information on all the camps, family camp, mini camp, the main camp, and even the parent volunteer program at cyocamphoward.org. Bob, thanks again.
The whole show is there. Thank you. Take care to everybody. God bless
you. You're a busy man, Bob. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.